Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app.
Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in third and final hour of the program here on Wednesday morning. Reminder, tomorrow is our mini miracle day. We're going to have our mini miracle family to share with you tomorrow, and we'll have Victoria Grisella of the United Way of Greater New Bedford here, as well as our own Casey, formerly known as Sylvia, now known as Dudek, here with us as well. And we're going to be taking your calls and your donations for this family. And as I mentioned, it'll be something that you can definitely help out with. It's going to be something that will be an immediate impact. So it's not like an abstract thing where we're trying to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars for one particular thing. These are going to be real practical applications for the money that you're donating that will instantly start making this family's life better. So can't wait to tell you all about that tomorrow. I had asked the question before. Well, I had mentioned before that we were going to talk about the forgotten tradition, I guess, now. It's been a few years since it's gone on. So no longer does Channel 38 have the Three Stooges marathon on New Year's Eve. I was disappointed last year when I went to go put it on. I was like, wait, where are the Stooges? And it used to be my annual tradition, because I don't go out on New Year's Eve. I'm not a fan of being out there when people have been drinking too much and then getting behind the wheel. So I stay home, and I usually don't even make it to midnight most years. I usually just go to bed. To me, it's kind of just a regular night, although I will kind of make a little setup for myself with some snacky foods. I don't know why I did it last year, because it's not like I can eat a whole bunch of stuff. I think it's because I had an air fryer and I was like, I can make a whole bunch of stuff in the air fryer. But it's just me. So who's going to eat my little, you know, New Year's Eve spread? But, you know, you make a little snacky food, some jalapeno poppers, some wings, things like that. And then you sit down and you watch whatever's on television. And so for me, it was always the Three Stooges marathon. Growing up, now my family, when we were kids, my dad and mom would take us to Boston on New Year's Eve, and we would go to the Ground Round that was in the Prudential Building, and we would all have dinner there. You know, we'd be fancy. We'd order Shirley Temples because it was New Year's Eve, and then we would have our dinner, and then we would leave the Prudential Building, and just to kill time, because you've got hours before midnight at that point. We were eating dinner at like 7 o'clock at night. We would walk from the Ground Round at the Prudential Center all the way to like the New England Aquarium area, and we would watch the fireworks and then go home. And we would take the tea back and then, you know, take the T back to the Prudential area and then drive home. And, you know, we're leaving like right after the fireworks are over at midnight. So we're avoiding a lot of those drunks driving on the road later. But I once I became an adult, I was like, I'm staying in. So the Three Stooges would always be my go-to. Then when I got married, my wife was not a Three Stooges fan, and she wanted to watch the Twilight Zone marathon. I'd watched all the Twilight Zones as a kid, but I hadn't seen them all. So I was like, all right, well, we can watch that. And then if she went to bed at midnight or whatever, I'd flip over and watch the Stooges or go back and forth between the two. And as far as I know, the Twilight Zone marathon is still happening this year. It did last year. Even though now you can get every episode of that streaming. But the Three Stooges marathon is no longer. And it's a shame because for many people, that was kind of the only way that they got to see the Stooges. They don't run them on Sunday mornings anymore. At least on 38, because they don't have the broadcast rights anymore. I really kind of lost my taste for the Stooges marathon. And listen, they were running the same episodes year after year after year, but that's because 38 didn't have all of the episodes. They had what was in this particular broadcast package. So yeah, they're running the same ones over and over again, but that's because that's what they had. And same thing with Twilight Zone on Sci-Fi. You know, they didn't have access to every episode. They had what was in that syndication package. And also they knew, like, certain episodes people are tuning in for. So, you know, you're going to have To Serve Man, Eye of the Beholder. You know, you got to have all those at a certain time when people want to watch them. Time Enough at Last, all those. So they kind of program it around that. But my concern with the Stooges Marathon was when it started to become the Andelman Show. They had Eddie Andelman's sons in, Dave and, I can't remember the other one's name. I'll think of it. But Dave and Dan. And so they would have them in, and they're like doing the segments in between the Stooges. And I was like, there's more Andelmans than there are Stooges. Why am I watching this? And it was dumb and they weren't funny. And I don't know. I've just never really been a fan of theirs anyway. But I didn't get why. And I was like, well, I know why. They're paying for it. They're the ones paying for this. They're sponsoring the whole thing. But it got a little too self-indulgent. You know, when Ernie Bach brought Creature Double Feature back a couple times on Channel 56, he sponsored that and he played the ghoul, but he didn't go over the top with it. He didn't make it about him. He knew people were there to watch the monster movies. And so I kind of lost my taste for the Stooges Marathon for a couple of years and might have stuck more with the Twilight Zone. And I'm kicking myself now because, you know, like we talked about earlier, where people were upset because Santa Claus Is Coming to Town was on last night at 9 p.m. Does it really matter? You can watch them anytime you want. Does it really matter what's on TV at a particular time? I can have my own Three Stooges Marathon on New Year's Eve if I want to, because they have now launched what they call Three Stooges Plus. It's a channel that exists on pretty much all the free streaming services. So you can watch it on Freevee, which is, you know, the free Amazon Prime. You can watch it on Tubi. You can watch it on YouTube. It has a YouTube channel and in numerous other ways. So you can actually go and watch every Three Stooges short ever made and every Three Stooges feature film ever made. And they're all available right there to watch for free in their entirety. So you want to have your own Three Stooges marathon? You can do that on New Year's Eve. You want to have your own Twilight Zone marathon where you program what episodes you're going to watch? Just go to whichever streaming service they're on now. I don't know if it's Paramount Plus or if it's still on Netflix. But you can have your own version of that marathon. Or make a marathon out of whatever you want, if that's something that you want to do. And that's the great part about this. This instant media culture that we live in is you are the programmer. You can decide what you're going to do. You know, it's not like you're going to watch the Stooges marathon and then go to work the next day and talk about it with your friends and say, oh, yeah, but they showed this one last night. Yeah. You know, you probably have the day off anyway. So just do it the way that you want to do it. I don't know that I'll even make a marathon for myself or watch a marathon. I'll probably just watch some movies or something. forget that it's New Year's Eve, get tired at 10:30 and go to bed. But there was, back in the day, something special about, and I remember there was one New Year's Eve where we stayed home when I was a kid, and we went to go pick up some furniture that my mom had bought. She had bought, I forget what it was, but she had bought some piece of furniture from like a newspaper ad, and we were going to go look at it because, you know, this is before you could look at it ahead of time. She answered the ad. She went across town. We went across town. That was the time that these people were going to be home. So we went over there, looked at it. She's like, yep, I want it. We loaded it up into the car, drove home, and all I'm thinking is, I want to get home by the time the Three Stooges start. But, you know, then I got to help unload it. I think it was a fake fireplace. Why does that stand out in my mind? Back when they had those big ones, and they were terrible. They didn't even do anything. They're not like the ones now where they throw some actual heat. It was just a visual thing. But anyway, and I missed like the first couple of shorts, and I was so mad. Like, but they're gonna show them on Sunday morning. Does it really matter? And as I said, now you can watch them anytime you want. So we've got a different world now. So I don't know why people are so upset about this 9 p.m. showing of Santa Claus is Coming to Town, but there are people who are like boycotting ABC Family over this. There are people who are saying like, you know what? I'm done with this channel. I'm not watching any more of their Christmas specials. Like, what are you going to watch then? They've pretty much secured the rights to everything Christmas at this point. Even the stuff that's still on other networks, they're still running on ABC Family. I think the only exception is that they don't have the Charlie Brown Christmas because that's still on Apple TV Plus. So if you like Christmas content, you really can't boycott ABC Family. You got to kind of just go with what they're doing. But they make it available on demand. So just watch it when it works for you and your kids. You know, it just, and also, if it means that much to you for your kids to watch Santa Claus is Coming to Town, let them stay up. What's one night going to do? Let them stay up and watch it at 9 o'clock. And you know what's going to happen? I can tell you what's going to happen. Your kids are going to get about 10 minutes into that and be like, can I just go to bed? This is boring. Because it's not that exciting of a special. It's not. I'm sorry to tell you, I know you love it. You love the songs. Put one foot in front of the other. And, you know, you get the Burgermeister, Meister Burger, and all that stuff. You love it. But your kids are going to find it boring. It's like when I showed my son The Exorcist for the first time. And I was like, are you going to be all right? Are you going to be able to sleep tonight? And he looked at me and goes, that was like the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. Those effects were so cheesy. None of it looked real. And it was distracting me from the movie. And like, I was like Ralph Wiggum when, you know, Lisa turns down his Valentine. Like, you could see the moment where my heart broke. I'm like, the Exorcist, it's supposed to scare you. And he was like, yeah, no. I've seen scarier stuff on YouTube. So maybe we shouldn't project onto our kids, you know, all the things that we like. My son did not like any of them. I'm like, oh, you got to watch it. Oh, The Neverending Story. You're going to love this. Oh, it's such a great movie. I watched this all the time when I was a kid. We used to watch it every rainy day when we had indoor recess. And like, everybody loves this movie. It's so great. You're going to love it. And then he starts watching it. And he's like, well, now I know why they call it The Neverending Story. When's it going to get over? And I'm like, all right, first of all, points for that. Like, very good joke. But also, how can you not love this movie? He just felt like it was boring and outdated. And think about it, right? When you were a kid and your parents tried to show you some old black and white movie, you're going to love this. You were like, oh, it's in black and white? Come on, this is boring. Oh, man. Didn't they have color back then? You thought that. And admit it, you thought that. You thought that when you were a kid. You saw old black and white movies and you said, oh, was everybody in black and white back then? Was there just no color in the world? But yeah, that's the way you felt when they tried to show you something old. And that's the way your kids feel when you try to show them something old. And not every kid. Some kids are weird like me and they like older stuff. But you're getting all worked up and boycotting a TV network, which, by the way, the TV network doesn't care if you boycott them or not. They're still on your cable station anyway. They're still on your cable box because the cable company has a contract with them. And you might not watch ABC Family, but you're going to go watch one of the many other channels that they're all owned by Disney / Fox. So you're not really hurting them any. And also, does anybody watch ABC Family when it's not Christmas time? I don't even know what the hell they have on that network. Didn't they had like some teen show or some like young adult show that was Pretty Little Liars? Was that show on ABC Family? But other than that, it's just a bunch of reruns of stuff that I don't remember watching when they were on the first time. Old ABC sitcoms. Shows like I never would have watched when they were on the first. I don't think you're hurting any. Like, nobody's upset that you're boycotting ABC Family. They're not going to suddenly say, "We're so sorry. We're going to rerun Santa Claus is Coming to Town at 8 o'clock tomorrow night." And I think people just want something to be outraged about, and that gives them an easy excuse. All right, 508-996-0500. I also, speaking of outraged, I also asked a question earlier today because we've got the story on the website, on the app, about the free holiday parking program being put in place once again, which, as you know, the city's been doing this for a long time. During the month of December, you get 2 free hours of parking at the Zeiterion and Elm Street garages, and you get 2 free hours of parking at the parking meters along Acushnet Avenue in the north end. And then if you go over those 2 hours and you get a ticket, if you can go to the traffic commission and show them, hey, here's a receipt from where I was shopping or dining in that area on that day and time that I spent more than $10, and you show them that receipt, they'll forgive your parking ticket. They've been doing this for a while, but people are upset because a few years ago they did away with including the downtown parking spaces in that program. So you don't get 2 free hours parking in the immediate downtown parking area. They want you to use the garages for that. And so people are all upset. Oh, once again, they're not giving us the downtown. Like, you were going to go down there anyway, the people that were complaining. And if you are going to go down there anyway, what are you paying? $4 to park there for 2 hours in the most congested spots? I think the highest parking rate is $2 an hour for New Bedford meters. So what are you going to pay $4? You're upset about that? That's going to keep you from going to shop downtown? You probably weren't going down there anyway. Go shop at Carter's. They have a parking lot if it bothers you that much. But I just don't understand the fake outrage about it. 508-996-0500. We'll be right back. And welcome back in. So I'm getting a few app chat messages here. Sully in a cushion says, "Hi, Tim. You are mostly right about the old movies. My parents used to try to show me them, and then I would be like, no way. There are a few exceptions, like The Wizard of Oz, Mary Poppins, etc." You know, those classics. Yeah. I mean, I watched The Wizard of Oz every year when it came on because that was one of those things where you could only watch it during its annual airing. So unless your parents went out and spent $50 to buy the VHS tape. See, I don't know if people remember that, because toward the end of their life, you could go out and get a movie on VHS for $10, $20. But when movies first came out, they were like $50 to get a VHS tape. And actually, a lot of times, like if you broke a movie or didn't return a movie from the rental places, they would charge you $100 to replace that tape. It was a $99 fee to replace a movie. And part of that is because the tapes were $50 and then they have to pay more for the rights to rent them. Like a rental costs more. It's the same videotape you'd buy, but it costs more because they were making money off it. They were profiting off of it. But yeah, so you didn't always have the videotapes to be able to watch these movies. So you would wait for it to come on TV, and The Wizard of Oz came on once a year on CBS. And then they upped it to twice a year at one point. I think they did it around Thanksgiving and then again in the spring. But then it ended up moving to Turner. And so now it's on cable. And if you didn't have cable, you weren't watching it. And of course, now you can just, you know, open up HBO Max or the Max app and watch it anytime you want because it's on there. But yeah, you would have to wait for these airings. And I remember the first time I saw Mary Poppins was on one of those big laser discs, not the laser discs that they had later that looked like a CD, but those big, it was like a record album. And you would put that into a player. And it was like taking the cover of the record album and sliding that in. And then you would watch the movie. And that's how I saw Mary Poppins for the first time. And I liked it because I liked Bert and I liked the penguins. And then my dad tried to show us like Apple Dumpling Gang Rides Again, The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, The Shaggy Dog and all that. I'm like, these are boring. These do not hold my interest. One of the few times my dad said, I've got a movie you're going to watch. You're going to love it. He showed me the original 13 Ghosts, the William Castle 13 Ghosts. And that's what got me into William Castle movies, was seeing that for the first time. I was like, you know what? That was pretty good. Yeah, I did enjoy that. But most of the time, I would just kind of roll my eyes and stuff, except comedies. He always, you know, showed me great comedies, Animal House, Blues Brothers, things like that. And that formed my appreciation for it for sure. But, you know, I remember the day when he said, I'm going to show you the best car chase that's ever been filmed. And he had actually recorded on a VHS tape just the car chase from Bullet with Steve McQueen. And he's like, watch this. This is great. And I watched it and I was like, come on. Went like, this is not exciting at all. That's because I grew up in the 80s when car chases were in every movie. And they'd already taken what they'd done in Bullet 20 years before and upped the game. So, yeah, you do run into a lot of that for sure. And Dave says The Exorcist was released at a time when most Americans still attended church. It was the religious aspect, I suspect, that scared people the most. And he says, on the flip side, the original Blob with Steve McQueen was a childhood favorite. It terrified my 9-year-old grandson, however. Some of those older movies have a scarier effect on kids because with the newer stuff and the better, like, you know, the better special effects, they do more so it looks less real, if that makes sense. You know, like you look at a movie like, you know, Reanimator, and you say, well, that so much of that is over the top that it's not scary anymore. It's just interesting. But then you watch something that's more subtle, like Lon Chaney's work, and you say, oh, wait a minute. Now that's creepier and scarier because I know that that's not all makeup. You know, that kind of thing. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let's turn things over to Phil Devitt in the WBSM newsroom.
Another Trump pick bows out. A sinkhole in Pennsylvania may be to blame for a woman's disappearance. And the most expensive banana in the world is no more.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Chad Cronister, Donald Trump's pick to run the Drug Enforcement Administration, says he's withdrawing his name from consideration, becoming the second person selected by the president-elect to bow out quickly after being nominated for a position requiring Senate confirmation. The sheriff from Florida still calls the nomination the honor of a lifetime. No immediate comment from the Trump team. A judge is weighing whether a Georgia State Senate committee has the right to subpoena testimony and documents from Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis as it looks into whether she engaged in misconduct during her prosecution of Donald Trump. The Republican-led committee sent subpoenas to Willis in August, seeking to compel her to testify at its September meeting and to produce scores of documents. A woman in Pennsylvania is missing after vanishing while searching for her cat. Authorities fear she may have fallen into a sinkhole that suddenly opened up in the area. The sinkhole has grown significantly, and crews are working to search for the missing woman. A shoe was found deep within the sinkhole, raising concerns about her safety. The sinkhole is believed to be the result of old mining activity in the area. A transgender powerlifter is suing USA Powerlifting for discrimination after being barred from competing in the women's division. The case is now before the Minnesota Supreme Court. The athlete, J.C. Cooper, argues the organization's policy discriminates against transgender women and violates the state's human rights law. USA Powerlifting contends that Cooper's biological advantages would give her an unfair advantage over cisgender women. The case has significant implications for transgender athletes' rights and the future of women's sports. The Justice Department is taking significant steps to address the alarming rate of suicides in federal prisons. New reforms will improve mental health care, update suicide prevention protocols, and enhance data-driven strategies to reduce deaths in custody. This comes after a scathing report highlighted systemic failures within the Bureau of Prisons. Debbie Nelson, the mother of rapper Eminem, has passed away at the age of 69. Nelson's tough relationship with her son was often the subject of his music. Despite their troubled past, Nelson attempted to reconcile with her son in her 2008 book, My Son Marshall, My Son Eminem. And cryptocurrency entrepreneur Justin Sun made headlines last week by purchasing a duct-taped banana for over $6 million. Well, he has fulfilled his promise and ate the banana in a press conference held in Hong Kong. His act has sparked further discussion about the nature of modern art and the value of cultural artifacts. While some criticized the stunt as a publicity stunt, others saw it as a humorous and provocative commentary on the art world.
WBSM Sports.
Bruins in Chicago to play the Blackhawks tonight at 7:30. Celtics matching up with the Detroit Pistons tonight at 7:30 at TD Garden. And the Fairhaven Blue Devils are off to the Super Bowl, squaring off against Hudson at Gillette Stadium tonight at 8.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Clouds building throughout the day. Tonight, a storm moves through with rain mixing with snow in northern Bristol County and parts west in Rhode Island. Little to no accumulation expected. That rain mix continues into Thursday. It winds down in the afternoon. Temperatures make it to the 40s, but it will be a windy Thursday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And that's what you would have heard when Santa Claus is Coming to Town was on TV back in the day, right? Was that on CBS or was that ABC back in the day? I don't know. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Not bad. Talking about Christmas, I just heard some pretty good economic news. Our Cyber Monday and Black Friday are smashing records.
I'm not surprised by that, but at the same time, all I saw was people commenting on social media that they didn't have any money to buy anything, but apparently they were still out buying things anyway.
Yeah, you know, the average person, if they truly believe, like Main Street, if they truly believe that the economy was going sour or is sour or inflation was really terrible or what have you, and you know, let me preface this. I did not vote for Biden. I didn't vote for Harris. I voted for Trump. But I never take anything that anybody says in regards to the economy at face value. It's always going to be spun politically. So when I see numbers coming in and they're smashing records and people are out buying at record rates for the holidays, you and I know if I truly believe that my business or my job was in jeopardy or my industry was on a downturn, I'm not spending as much as I used to, right? I'm going to start to conserve money. I'm going to start to watch my pennies. I'm going to be very careful on what I do.
I'm
going
to say, sorry, I just don't have the money to do Christmas this year like I have in the past.
Right, exactly. Like you're not going to buy everything on the Christmas list. You're going to get some stuff. It might not be as much as last year, or it might be the same as last year. Actually, let's do this. It will be the same as last year. But you know what? We're smashing records by the billions over last year. So when I hear these partisan hacks out there trying to frame the economy, because everybody knows that's the biggest linchpin in all politics is the economy. When they try to frame it in a certain way, it's just to gain political points. It's not to actually tell the truth.
Well, I mean, I can tell you how they're going to frame it. You're going to have people that are going to say, well, of course they're spending more, but they're buying less. Things just cost more this year, even though right. I'm seeing, you know, TVs are like the big Black Friday thing that people go out and buy, and they're cheaper than I've ever seen them this year.
Exactly. There's a whole bunch of different things that they could do. Now, I'll play the devil's advocate here. The MAGA, Trump, mega supporters, right? The people out there with their Trump flag in their front yard, and they're still flying the flags all over the place.
Yes, the real Trump derangement syndrome, yes.
Yes, the real ones that can't get out of the way of their own, you know, political bias. They will actually try and frame it as, well, of course the economy is, well, people feel more confident in
right.
the economy.
They know that starting in January, everything's going to be fine again, so they're happy to go spend the money.
Yeah, they will go into debt today knowing that the economy is going to be just roses and blueberries next year. You know, that's because Trump is going to just turn this economy around within the next 30 days. His first 100 days, we're going to break records. Watch. And coming into the next year, you're going to start to see people on the right consistently talk about the stock market again, how it's breaking records. You notice how in the last 4 years, they were not even mentioning the stock market and how great it was doing, how many records it was smashing. In fact, I heard them say that the stock market wasn't a barometer for the economy. When from 2017 to 2021, it was the barometer for the economy. And then all of a sudden, starting in 2020, it was no longer the barometer. Now that he was reelected, it is going to be the barometer for the economy again, as long as it smashes records.
I heard a lot of my stock savings were doing a lot better under Trump than they are under Biden. I heard a lot of that.
Yeah, you did. And a lot of it is because they actually have no idea what they're looking at, or they don't know how to invest. That's the other thing. They're either on Robinhood and doing the investing themselves, or they need to find another financial advisor. Because if the S&P 500 is breaking records every year or breaking records in the last 2 years and you're not making money, it's not the stock market and it's not Biden. It's you or your financial advisor. But, I never credit the president, or I never accuse the president of doing bad for the economy. The economy is too complex for that. I do know that, you know, going forward, I hope Trump does a fantastic job, and I hope that Trump, you know, we smash records all over the place economically. But it just frustrates me when I just see, like, the numbers coming out for like retail sales and Black Friday and Cyber Monday, and it's smashing records and people are going out spending money. If Main Street USA thought the economy was bad, you're not going to smash records. I don't care what you say.
Yeah, fair point. Well, thank you for the call.
You got it, Tim.
Have a good day. And I'd be interested in hearing what people spent. You know, you don't tell me the amount, but did you go out and take advantage of these sales? And I think part of it is, you know, what are they also judging this by? So is it based on the actual day sales, or is it based on, you know, the actual sales that they relate back to these? Because as I mentioned, you know, Black Friday sales were starting beginning of November for a lot of stores. But also I think that you've got people, so here's the thing. People are going to spend money on the holiday shopping season. They have to spend money on the holiday. You know, you've got to buy the gifts, right? You've got to get the gifts. Kids, for all the stuff that Santa doesn't bring, somebody has to buy the rest of it, okay? Somebody has to buy for the adults. Somebody has to buy for the bad kids that Santa's going to bring coal for so that they still have something to open. So their moms and dads feel bad for them. They go out, they do some shopping. So anyway, there's going to be money that has to be spent. So to Ray's point, you've got, you know, people that are smashing records for those days, but is the whole holiday shopping season going to be that overall? Or is it going to be that that's the only time people go shopping and that overall the holiday spending is down? You know, the people taking advantage of the sales because they need to save money, and then they're not going to spend anything else. So, you know, we still have to wait to see how those figures are at the end. But I tend to agree with what he was saying, where, you know, it's a sign more that the economy is stronger than people are giving it credit for. And that's just another factor you can take into account to say, yes, the economy has been improving. And it takes a while before that trickles down to it being more money in your pocket. But by all the metrics, things have been improving. And don't worry, for all of you Trump fans and sycophants that didn't want to admit that, don't worry, because in a couple of months, you can start giving credit to Donald Trump for it. Even though he's just going to come in and ride that wave, like he did last time. But you can give him all the credit in the world. Who cares? Who cares who gets the credit as long as the economy improves? The downside of it is, if all those tariffs get imposed, you're going to see a starkly different economy. You're going to see an immediate reversal of all the progress that's been made, because you're going to pay those tariffs. Don't listen to what anybody else tells you. You're going to pay them. 508-996-0500. When we come back from this break, I want to talk about a story we have in which Massachusetts is far and away number one in something that they probably didn't want to win, but yet you are not surprised. It's one of those things where we might take some odd pride in being number one. We'll be back in just a few moments. And that, of course, is Billy Ocean's song from the soundtrack of License to Drive. Get out of my dreams, get into my car. How about a please, Billy Ocean? Can you say please, maybe? But, that's just such an awkward start to a song. Hey, you, get into my car. Me? It's aggressive. Yeah, it is very aggressive. It's, come on, Billy Ocean. You might have been the highway killer. You're better than that. I don't know if Billy Ocean was the highway. He was a little busy in the late 80s. I don't think he could have been the highway killer. But I do think that that movie, License to Drive, is an underappreciated gem. Great movie. So, that's one that you show the kids and they're going to say, why am I watching this? Why are you making me watch this? But I played that song because we're going to be talking about driving in just a moment. But Melissa and a cushion had sent an app chat message. Hey, Tim, the original 13 Ghosts is amazing. The remake was horrible, in my opinion. Have a great day. Well, you have a great day as well. I like the 13 Ghosts remake because I thought that it was interesting and different. But if you never saw the original 13 Ghosts, the William Castle film, that was one, because William Castle had gimmicks to all of his movies. And some of them were like simple gimmicks, like Mr. Sardonicus, where he had the audience vote on the ending. So, like, they stop the movie at the end, and they have the audience hold up cards to decide what they want to have happen to the villain in the movie. And then they say, okay, and, you know, based on that, we're going to run the ending based on the cards. They only made one ending. They only made the ending in which he gets his comeuppance because they knew that's what everybody was going to vote for. But they gave the illusion that it was just part of the gimmick of William Castle. But then he had complicated gimmicks, like the movie The Tingler with Vincent Price, where they rigged up some of the seats in the theater to actually vibrate during the Tingler scenes so that people would freak out and scream. Or the one where they had, what they call it, I think it was Extracto Vision, where the skeleton would come flying out of the screen and it was basically like on a string going across the theater. So, but the 13 Ghosts gimmick was actually a lot simpler. They gave you a pair of 3D glasses with the red on one side and the blue on the other. And if you wanted to see the ghosts in the movie, you look through one lens, and if you didn't want to see the ghosts, you look through the other lens. And it was basically because they would just put the ghosts in whatever color it was that would get canceled out by those 3D glasses. Brilliant move. But also, if you watch it years later, it doesn't distract from the film like some of the other gimmicks do. So it's worth a watch, even if you've seen the remake and you know that this is a little bit different. And it stars Margaret Hamilton, best known as the Wicked Witch of the West, in the original Wizard of Oz. So, yeah, that's 13 Ghosts is a great. I love all the William Castle movies, but I think it's hard to say what my favorite is. I'm a big fan of Mr. Sardonicus, but I also love The Tingler. Scream, scream for your lives. Anyway, the reason why I was playing Get Out of My Dreams, Get Into My Car is because we have a story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. As I mentioned, this is something that Massachusetts might not be happy about being number one, but we might take some odd pride in it. We have been determined by LendingTree to be the worst drivers in the entire country. And Rhode Island, right behind us at number two. Now, we're going to argue with each other about who should be one and who should be two, because Massachusetts drivers think Rhode Island drivers are worse and vice versa. But the bottom line is we're all terrible. And this is based on actual accident report data that led to that. So take pride in that, terrible Massachusetts drivers. You are literally the best or the worst at something, depending on how you want to look at it. Let me take one final break here, and then we'll be right back. And I'm not quite a stallion. So I know Matt Sharp, the guy that sang that song, and I can tell you he didn't break down at 50. He's still doing okay. Everything's fine. But that's Friends of P by The Rentals. And I want to tell you something. Speaking of friends, I don't have any better friends than the folks over at Dash Laundromat, because over there, they are taking so much off my plate being able to do laundry for me. I can drop it off in the lockers when it works for me. You know, maybe before I come into the work in the morning, drop it off in the locker. And then when it's ready to go, the app lets me know. And then I can just go pick it up when it works for me. I don't have to worry about what time they're open, what time they're closed. And if I really want to get convenient, they'll come and they'll pick it up and they'll drop it off. Nothing is more convenient for your busy lifestyle. And during the holiday season, you can also drop off unopened toys for tots at Dash Laundromat. So you can bring joy to children in need while they're taking care of your laundry. And I want to make you aware of a very special deal that's happening on Friday at seizethedeal.com. If you've been wanting to try Dash Laundromat, on Friday, you can get $50 in e-vouchers to Dash for just $25. So you're going to want to make sure you jump on that deal, because you're going to be doing your laundry for half price and they're going to be doing it for you, right? So, and that works in a variety of ways for a variety of their services. You don't have to just use it for, you know, drop off or delivery, or you can actually utilize it on the machines in the store. So we'll have all the details of that for you at seizethedeal.com, but you want to make sure you jump on that on Friday. I just want to make sure I remember to tell you about that in case, you know, because I'm not going to be here Friday. Wanted to make sure that you are aware. But that'll do it for me for today. I'll be back tomorrow. Check out that story on WBSM.com's Facebook page, the WBSM Facebook page, about the parking downtown being free for the holidays. And let me know what your thoughts are in the comments. Let me know. Should it also include downtown? Are you glad that they don't include downtown in that? Because I've heard